They're like, Bailey? Hey, you. Hey, slop eater.
Hey-ho.
Hey, slop-ho.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Welcome, Molly. Hello, I'm Big Party. That's Molly. We got a keyword. We got a keyword coming up for the last present we're unwrapping for the 12 pods at Christmas.
This is it.
This is it.
I am so excited. I can't wait to draw the winner on this one. Like, talk about
either.
Making somebody's Christmas holiday. This is really going to be something special.
It is. It's going to be a blast. We'll give you the keyword and you just do what you've been doing. Go to bigpartyshow.com. I want to thank everyone real quick. We do donated to the Operation Dry Bottom. That's we're giving monetary donations to buy diapers to the Lydia House, the women and children of the Lydia House. And that wrapped up Friday, but I think we are going to keep it on the website for like the rest of the year, something like that, just in
why
case.
Not?
Yeah, you forget to do it. But thank you to everyone. There was a lot of last minute people on Friday,
yes.
Molly. It was like an explosion of donations. So the total amount we have is $3,000. It's actually $3,020, but it's about $3,000. So that way surpassed the goal that we were even thinking about. Remember, we're talking about, we're like, well, maybe we'll get 300.
I know. $3,000 was sort of the number I had in my head. So I was like,
Was it really?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I love the number three. And so I just was like, you know, 3,000 seems like it's doable. Like, given the fact of, you know, how awesome the listeners are and how supportive the Party Crashers have been. And then also just because we've done it for so long, I think that, you know, people who have followed us to the podcast know that this is something that we really feel strongly about and love to do and have been doing for so long and just wanted to keep the tradition going.
Yeah. So we're going to hand that off to Candace here in the next week or so. I got us for the show, a giant check
We can. You love any kind of campy. You're like, miss an opportunity to do something ridiculous.
No, not at all.
Not on my watch.
Hey, it just looks better when you take photos if you have a big check. I mean, what else? I mean, at least it's not a big giant dollar sign or something like that. It's an actual check that you can write on.
It's like a whiteboard.
And then
you can erase it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You love toys.
Yeah, I do love toys. I do. Also, by the way, we have a house band. It's the Big Party Show house band. They're here today and it's they're called Mic Drop 5. Okay. And they have a new track they're gonna drop here in just a short bit. I have a stone, Molly. Look what I have.
What is that?
Look at you. You're salivating.
I know. What is that? It's shiny.
It's not shiny. It just looks shiny because of the lights on it. But I guess it is kind of shiny, actually.
It's translucent.
Uh-huh. Look at that.
Yeah. What
look
is
at
that?
That is a worry stone.
Yeah?
I believe it's a worry stone. Yeah.
Ooh, where'd you get that bad boy?
Molly, it's Wylene's. She left it here. And I'm like, I'm right. I'm going to use it.
I'm surprised she hasn't rubbed it clean being married to you for as long as she has. She's like, oh, my God.
Hey.
This is actually worry stone number four. She's like, I have worn through so many worry stones thanks to you.
Yeah, so that's what it is. I think it's a worry stone. It's some type of stone that she got, and I think she got it because you guys inspired her or something like that. I mean,
I have one here, but mine is marble. And it's
Found yours, right?
Yeah, it's from Ireland. And
cool.
Yeah, it's Connemara marble, which is from Ireland. And then it's this special kind of stone and it's got a groove in it so you can rub your thumb. And it's small enough you can keep in a pocket and it's flat so it doesn't take up a whole lot of room. And I keep it here in the studio. So Wylene and I kind of have that in common. You.
Yeah.
Mine's really getting a workout too.
Is it really? Yeah. So I just rub it off. I mean, it's like,
stop it.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a palm stone or a worry stone.
Very cool. Where'd yeah, she it's get? Cool. Okay. Now I've got a million questions that are going to be completely boring to talk about. So I'll save it for when we actually have a conversation that's not being recorded.
No. Why? I mean, you're just asking
because I've got
about...
like a million questions. Like, what kind of stone is it? Like, it's obviously a special kind of. I mean, if it's translucent like that, like that's not just some random stone from off the street. Like, that's a special kind of rock that you've got there. And so I'm like curious. Like, what is it?
What is it? I can ask her. Of course,
just ask her.
I don't know where she got it. But I saw it on the dresser.
And you stole it? Don't take her worry stone. She needs that.
I didn't steal it. She's not here. So I guess I did.
Well, yeah. All right, you didn't ask permission and she's not there. You took her stuff.
It's a, what is this stone? Now I'm dying to know as well. It's a, you just rub it and I think things go away. Is that what worry stones are for?
Yeah. The idea is, you know, you're supposed to put the energy into, you know, it's kind of like if you're worried, you've got nervous energy. So this is some place to channel it. Right. So like okay. You can put it into something. And the idea is that you're sort of dispelling that nervous energy out of you and into the stone. And so
okay. So this is I have it right here. This is a palm stone. Okay. If anybody wants to buy it for somebody, it's like Molly said, it's pretty cool. And I think it's cool too. So it's a Reiki, Reiki crystal.
Okay.
Used for courage. I guess that it's family owned and operated as this company. So that's pretty cool. So basically it's a AAA plus grade high energy worry stone.
Wow. She's really gotten she's got the big guns. She is not messing around.
Really?
She's obviously got some stuff she's working on.
Well, how much do you spend on your stones?
It depends. Some are found, some are gifted, some I buy. Oh my God, I'm going to sound crazy. I mean, I know I'm crazy.
No, so you're like, not it's crazy.
But like the idea is like, if you go into a shop that has stones, like you kind of wait for one to sort of speak to you, like connect with you, like you're drawn okay. to it. Like that kind of informs what stone you're going to get or where you're going to go. So I've got a bunch of them. They're all around the house. I mean, Peter always laughs. We went into we've got like one of those junk drawers. Like everybody's got one in their house.
Oh God, it's got, we have a couple.
You know, it's got everything in it. And Peter's like, what is this? And there are just like baggies of rocks.
Really?
Yeah, from like different trips to the beach. And because I always bring baggies and the kids will collect stuff. And then I'll have like Declan's bag and Mara's bag. And I guess they've just found their way into the junk drawer. So he's like, there's like 5 to 10 baggies of just rocks in this drawer. It's like, you never know. You might need them. Like if the lights go out, you're looking for batteries, but you find rocks.
Yeah. So
very
what do you
helpful.
Do in the wintertime? Dig Jones to walk on rock? Don't go.
I do. I mean, when it's nice like this, I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go. Yeah, I'll bundle up and I'll go.
For sure.
I mean, it's cold on the water. I'll take a picture, but like on Lake Michigan, there's ice. I mean, it's been cold enough that it's iced over in some parts, not to the point where you could walk on it. But I mean, like where there are these ice islands that are out there.
Okay. That's going to be pretty majestic. Like
it's really pretty. Yeah. It looks really nice.
Well, it's funny we're talking about this because, the Big Party Show house band Mike Drop 5, they actually wrote a song about this. A particular thing. Yeah, I'll play it. This is, let them take it away. This is called Rock Hunting.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, party crashers.
It's the Big Party Show.
This is called Rock Hunting.
Out in the wild, with her eyes on the ground, pocket full of rocks she just had to bring around. This one's special like the last 10 were. Bends down to grab it. Whoops, there goes the air. Silent at first, then it tails on itself. Nature's calling, and so is the smell. She shrugs it off like that's not.
Now it's the grocery store back again.
Was here this morning, see you at 10.
Came for milk, left with a cart full of plans and a mystery noise echoing down aisle 7.
Produce section, letting one slide. Blames the cartwheel, keeps a stride. Someone coughs, someone sighs. Molly's already in the frozen fries. Oh. Molly's rock, hunting, fart, and shop on repeat. Every single day.
You don't know?
Hey, hey, hey. Molly's rock hunting, farting, living her truth.
Yeah.
Cart rolling by like nothing's new.
Yeah.
If you hear a sound, don't make a scene. She'll be back tomorrow, same routine. Same routine.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Wow. That, my friends, was Mic Drop 5 right there, our house band. Thank you so much for putting that together. Love it. Okay. It's called Rock Hunting.
Uh-huh. I'm going to have a talk with the band leader. I think they've taken some liberties with what happens when I rock hunt and shop. You are magenta right now.
Well, I'm laughing so hard.
I know.
I have a heart attack.
You're like, careful. Breathe.
You can enjoy the audio, or you can actually watch it on Spotify if you're watching, because there's a video to it. And I'll share the video on social media on the Big Party Show page. But yeah, there you go. I went Christmas shopping yesterday.
Why?
Saturday Christmas shopping. It's like, oh my God, I don't even know what we're thinking.
It's got a name.
It's got a name, that day does?
Yeah, the Saturday before Christmas is called Super Saturday or Panic Saturday. And it's one of the busiest shopping days of the year. It's when people get out the Saturday before Christmas and they're like, oh my God, I need to get everything. Like, they've put it off and put it off and put it off, and this is it.
It's the truth. Not going to lie about that. We went to several places and I ended up leaving with nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah. We finally ended up at one place because we're looking for, stocking stuffers is what we're doing. And I wasn't going to stand on the line. The lines were so long. One of the lines, we went to that World Market. That line went all the way back to the back of the store.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're the slowest anyway. If there's five people in line, you're going to sit there for 20 minutes because they're doing the whole, you want a membership? Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
Let me look at that.
Yeah,
it's involved there. But when we went there, we both separated real quick to try to go get stuff because there's so many people that we were just like, screw this, man. Let's get out of here. And then we ended up going, well, let's go to that.
So you just drop your basket and go?
I didn't even grab a basket. No, I did. I just left the basket. I didn't get anything in there.
Oh.
Because once I got to the end of the back of the store, I like the back of the store there. I have food. They have this fun little stuff, you know? Once I got there and I noticed the line started there or ended there, whatever, I realized that I had been in the wrong space. I need to be somewhere else. So then we went to this Five Below. Have you ever been there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went there. Talk about a great place to get stocking stuffers. Oh, my God. We ended up standing in line there, but that line moved a little quickly because they had like six or seven people doing it, and they're fast. So that wasn't, but that was still, 30 people long. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I didn't go anywhere yesterday. I mean,
okay.
I went to the grocery store because I go every day.
Yes, you do. Boop.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. And even that's busy. Yeah.
I thought the rapture happened yesterday. Like, seriously. I honestly woke up and Peter wasn't in bed, which is weird because I always get up before anybody. And I was like, oh, maybe he couldn't sleep and he decided to go downstairs and sleep in the guest room or doing whatever. So I go downstairs and my daughter's there. I'm like, hey, and I don't say anything. And I look in the guest bedroom and he's not there. And I look in the living room and he's not there. And then I go downstairs into the family room and he's not there. And I'm starting to get nervous at this point.
Where, I'm like, where was he?
Right. Like, I was like, what? And so finally, like, I check the locator on the phone and it says he's at the house. And
okay,
all of a sudden he walks in the door and he's got this bag of groceries. He went to the grocery store Saturday
morning. Did he go
morning.
Buy stuff for himself or?
Yes,
or
because the Bears were playing the Packers Saturday night. He had all day and he went, he got up, he got dressed and left the house at 8 o'clock in the morning to get a bag full of snacks. Nothing else for the house. I was like, did you pick up ketchup? Because we're almost out. He's like, no. I was like, did you pick up like dishwasher soap? He's like, ah. I'm like, what did you get? And then he pulls out this bag of just crap. Like, I was like, are you a 10-year-old with a wallet? Like, first of all, you obviously went to the store with an empty stomach. He came back. He had purchased like $80 worth of just no nutritional junk. Food, just crap.
Okay.
And paid no attention to sales. Like, I was seriously like, I thought I was going to, I was losing my mind. Like, I was like, did you buy anything on sale? Was anything? He's like, I don't know. I just bought it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, at one point he's like, oh and then God. I was on my way out and I picked up a 12 pack of soda. And I was like, well, it's a buy two, get three free. And he's like, oh, I just grabbed the one. It was $11.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Because Peter, it's part of a sale. So it's not bad spending $11 when you're getting three others free. You're like, oh, well, this comes out in the wash. He's like, oh, I didn't want to grab a bunch of them. I was like, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to shop the sale? No, let's spend $11 on 12 cans of Coke.
He's a man that doesn't like to go to the store, right?
No.
So maybe that's it. He just wanted to, you know, razzle dazzle, get in there and get out. But you know what's funny is that he actually left the house to go get snacks for the Bears game.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get him to go to the grocery store if I held a gun to his head. He'd be like, I can't. And then all of a sudden, so here's the thing. He comes home and I'm like, I was terrified. I didn't know where you went. You didn't leave a note. And he's like, well, why didn't you ask Mara? I told Mara I was going to the store. And I was like, because I didn't want to upset her.
Oh, really?
I said, unlike you, I've got a game face around our children. Like, I'm not going to freak out and have them be like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't find dad.
Yeah.
I don't know where dad went. Where'd he go?
But he left his phone behind then or what?
No, the thing was, is that he was in the garage by the time I looked, like he was getting ready to walk in. So it looked like he was home. It was a whole thing. I couldn't believe he had one bag of groceries for $80.
Okay. Oh God. Yeah.
One bag. Yeah. I go to the store later. I came home. I go, you know how much I saved today at the store? $80. That's how much I saved. Doing our family shopping. It came up on the receipt. He's like, I saved 13%. I was like, that's terrible. Like, I'm embarrassed for you. Like, I'm in the 45 and up club. Like, if I'm not saving 45% when I'm going through I did something wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, 13%. He bought all the stuff that he thought was buy one, get one free, and it wasn't.
Oh,
and he's like, no, look. And I was like, yeah, I'm looking at the receipt. You bought two of those. He's like, no, I think it was buy one, get one free. I was like, well, it wasn't. So we have two things of cinnamon rolls, which we didn't even need one of cinnamon rolls. But apparently now we have two.
You got cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Like, seriously, he was having a cheat day and he was just
cheating.
Absolutely nothing
cheating.
Was off the table. Seriously. Okay. He was like cinnamon rolls, buffalo chicken dip, Fritos.
Oh my God.
It's just disgusting.
I want to come over and watch football with them. That's fantastic. You know what is excitement? I have a can of, I found a can of a nacho cheese in the back of the cupboard.
Oh.
That was 100% excitement. Anyway.
A can of nacho cheese. Nothing sounds bleaker than that.
Anyway.
The fact that that actually made it into your pantry is just its own question.
Well, I love nacho cheese. I do. But anyway, I'm purging all the expired stuff. We can chat about that some other time. All right. So the Miriam 2025 word of the year is, they just announced this.
Slop. I love this. And it has nothing to do with food. It has nothing to do with farming. It has everything to do with all of the digital crap that we just consume throughout the year. All the scrolling.
That's what that is.
That's what it is.
Just a slop.
Just all the reels, all the TikTok that we just swipe through and digest. It's just, they call it slop. And I was like, it is. That would be the perfect word for the year. Because when I look back and it's just the mindless scrolling.
Yeah, I get the, I mean, in my defense, I'm on my phone all the time because I'm looking for, you know, I'm a content hoe.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I'm a hoe when it comes to content. I just suck it in. I'm a hoe about it. I suck it down. Anyway, that thing keeps popping up. You know,
they're like, daily. Hey, you. Hey, sloppy.
Hey, ho.
Hey, sloppo. Mm-hmm. Like, this is for you.
But I do this for the podcast, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's just, I can't get out of that habit because I've been doing it for so long. When I see the account, like it came up today, this morning, what I spent on a day.
Oh yeah, because you get your progress report at 9 a.m. on Sundays. What did it say? How many hours a day do you spend?
I deleted it. I didn't even look at it, Molly. I'm like, I'm not going to feel bad about myself today for spending all that time on social media and stuff.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily go. I mean, you can delete the alert, but it's still in your phone somewhere. It's still telling you how much time you spent. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy. Mine was 5 hours, like 36 minutes a day.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also working a job half of the week. So that eliminates, you know, having to do that. I sit on the phone. This is my magic. I sit on the recliner, watch the news, watch whatever thing that can give me news.
Yeah.
Entertainment, whatever. And then as I'm doing that, I'm on my phone looking for the same stuff. So
really,
yeah, but I'm not watching reels. It's rare that I get into reels and stuff like that.
Oh, see, reels sometimes is where I go down to my, I mean.
That's where you get the slop.
That's where I get the slop. Oh yeah. I start scrolling through that stuff. Forget about it. Shows that I like, interviews with people from shows that I like, just everything. Funny videos, all sorts of stupid, like comedians, things like that. I absolutely am just scooping that up. Mm-mm, that slop tastes so good.
Yes, it does.
Hair tricks.
Delish.
I love the fact that I look at like beauty. So I watched a beauty reel the other day and it did get me to buy something. Peter is
did
so
it?
Thoughtful.
Ooh.
When he gives that Peter to me for Christmas, he is just going to, I can't wait to see the look on his face when I open this.
I'll bet. I'll
the look
bet.
Of surprise. Honey, how did you know? Look at this. This is fantastic. Yeah.
Are you guys don't do Christmas gifts, right? You don't.
I got him a couple little things. I got him a couple things. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But we don't go crazy. Like,
do you wrap?
Yeah, I'll wrap his stuff. I hate wrapping, but I'll wrap it. I'm not just going to hand him a bag. I'm like, here you go.
Well,
here's the box it came in from wherever I ordered it from. I put a bow on it.
You put a bow on it. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know, but okay.
No, I'll wrap some stuff.
God, now you make me feel like a slough. I still haven't gotten anything. I should get something, some surprise something. For the sweet Wileen.
You still haven't gotten anything?
No. No.
Dude.
No.
It's Panic Saturday. Aren't you panicking
yet? If I get her something,
yet?
She's... No, if I get her something, then she's going to feel bad and that she didn't get me anything. It's that.
Yeah, but how bad are you going to feel when she gets you something on Christmas morning and you didn't get her anything?
Maybe I should do a backup.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just get something little and throw it in the, you know, that's what I'll do. I'll get something and throw it in the, I'll wrap it in everything. And if she doesn't give me anything, then I won't give it to her. I'll take it back or something.
Well, don't take it back. The Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I mean, it's not like it's going to be, then I'll just return it. I'm not going to give it to her. I went through all the effort and I wrapped it, but then I'll just take it back because I'm cheap like that.
Yeah, a little cheap like that. Well, what do you do? So suck it, suck down that slop, people.
Oh, yeah.
Slap, 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 slap.
It's perfect.
Word of 2025.
Will 2026 be any different? Nope.
No, it'll be worse. TikTok will still be here. You see that that's getting taken care of. You know, they're trying to get rid of it and, you know, ban it from the U.S., but they found a couple people that are going to spend the money and they're doing everything they can to keep it here.
They're never going to get rid of it.
No.
I mean,
no.
Not
at all.
That is here to stay. You can't take that. Yeah, 5 hours and 36 minutes. Down 9%.
Where did you find that? I mean, I know
you go into settings and then it has screen time. So you go
right there on the,
yeah, you go into settings and then you keep scrolling down and it's like notification, sounds, focus, and then screen time. And then you click on that and then you can go to see all app and website activity. You click on that and then you can you can figure out your week and how much.
Oh, well, that's weird. It says it's 33 hours and 49 minutes.
Today.
Daily average, it says, for the week.
That's impossible.
How is that possible? That's absolutely 100% impossible.
That's impossible.
You know what I did? I probably...
Because my daily average is 5 hours and 36 minutes. There's no way that I'm spending more time on my phone than you are. Maybe I am.
You are, Molly, because I'm looking at it and it doesn't have...
time was 39 hours, 12 minutes. I spent a day and a half of my life on my phone. Wow.
That's what's gonna happen when we cross the gates.
I know they're gonna be like, do you want to say, I'll be like, I do not. No, I'm good. There was that Saturday Night Live sketch from last week that I thought was like brilliant, where
it was
the Uber yeah. Eats recap, and they're like, we didn't ask for this, and they're like, how like you Spotify. The guy's like $24,000 on. He's like, oh, hold on a second. Good, he nuggets. Screams in a pillow. He's like, yeah, it says my number one thing is nuggets. I don't know about that. She's like, you're eating nuggets right now.
Yeah. Which is great. Other thing that just came out, the HR kiss cam lady. She finally broke her silence. And if you don't remember, she's the one that was at the Coldplay show. Cuddling up with her boss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's director of HR, so she's a boss lady too. So yeah, now she's a talking a little bit.
And?
It's not good, Molly. One, she can't find a job. People are saying she's unhirable. So she ended up quitting her job. They both did.
Yeah,
right?
They had to.
And so what she said, that she made a bad decision and had a couple of high noons and danced and very actively, inappropriately, with her boss. And she took accountability, gave up her career for that price that she chose. The sad thing is that they both were separated, right?
Yeah.
She said there was no sexual, nothing. They don't even talk. They decided it's better not to talk. But her, during that separation, during that whole thing that went down, her husband was at that concert.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he saw it?
Yeah, he saw it. And she said she was so embarrassed, horrified immediately. And she worried about how that clip in the end would affect him. I don't think they're together anymore because they were separated.
So. Yeah. I don't know if you can work it out after that.
Here's a sad thing about what people are sometimes. She said that when she went out in public, she was ridiculed, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to point the finger. And I mean, you'd have to hide in sunglasses and a hat for a little bit because people can be mean, but here's what sucks is that she got numerous death threats.
Why?
Including her children.
That I don't understand. You're like,
I don't either.
Like, what did she do that is like, she's not a public figure. She's a private citizen who got caught in a stupid moment. Like, why would that be death threat worthy?
I know, Molly. It's her kids. So the learning experience for her kids, all she can really take was that, you know, people make mistakes. They make mistakes, and that just kind of what happens. And but she doesn't want her kids to feel like, you make a mistake and now you're going to pay for it with your life. How sad is that? That people would send messages, death threats. I've never done that in my life, and I can be awful sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I've never gotten. I worked a job threat. Once. I have gotten a death threat.
Oh, you have?
Once, yeah.
For what?
I was working in a Senate office, and a guy called up. It was constituent relations, and he was very upset about something that was going on. And he's like, I'm going to come down there. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. I mean, was very angry. Crazy. So I mentioned something to, like, the office manager, and they're like, wait, what happened? And I was like, yeah, he says he's going to come down here or whatever. Whoa, next thing you know, the FBI is paying Brad a visit. They don't take too kindly to people threatening government officials. And no, I was like, not. Oh, yeah. And they're like, are you okay? Do you feel, I was like, yeah, I don't even know where Brad lives. Like, I don't think Brad could pick me out of a lineup. I certainly feel okay. I feel bad that he got a visit from the scare police.
Yes.
So I've had that. And then one time I was dating a guy and it ended.
And he sent you one.
And he I had to change my number.
That like
he was just sucks. He was crazy. He would call at all times during the night.
How do guys get like
and
that?
I blare I music women on do my too. Answering machine. Like, because that was back when you had like an answering machine, right? And so, you know, it wouldn't be like it goes to voicemail. You're sitting in your apartment. You're listening to this person rant, you know, and that was definitely. And he actually like knew where I lived. Like that was a little like, he knew where I worked, you know, like it was kind of one of those things where you're like, this isn't great.
Question. Have you ever been that person, not on that level, but that person? I've been that person, person on that level, but I've been there. Not crazy, but you know, you're in a breakup and you can't handle it. Because you know, failure and all that stuff sometimes it could really, you know, take a toll on your head space.
Especially what have you done?
Rejection is what got me. I don't know. I've probably driven by a house 50 times. I mean, I don't know. I didn't do anything crazy.
House drive-bys are kind of par for the course, though. I mean,
I think so.
That's sort of, I think anybody in a situation like that is like, are they home? Is their car there?
And who are they with?
Who are they with?
Their car there? Yes. Who are they with?
God, I do not miss feeling that like that, where you're just like, I did have an ex-boyfriend come in. I was working at a wine bar and he brought a date to the wine bar I worked at. I was like, are you nuts?
Oh,
are
see, that's
you
rude.
Crazy?
That's rude.
So I'm working at the bar and he and his
bad
date.
For the girl.
Oh, that was the thing. I was like, run. Like, he was like, are you serious? I was like, get out. And you need to get away from this situation. He's like, oh my God, are you really talking to her? I was like, oh yeah, you came into my bar. If you think that I'm
two
not going to have
people.
1,000,000% fun with this situation, like, I used to date him and now he's brought you to my bar to take you out. I just want full disclosure. We dated for like a while and we broke up 2 months ago. Two.
Okay.
And now he's bringing you to my bar for a first date. And if you think that this, he's using you
people.
To get me jealous and it's not working.
All right, we're going to wrap here. Two things. Motivation. It's Motivation Monday. We're going to motivate you right out of the show. And everything's going to be Christmas themed this week. You got three choices. You got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm. You got the Grinch, and you got Elf on the Shelf. You pick one, we play it. And I just want to remind you guys that we have a special show on Wednesday in which we're going to announce the winner for the 12 Pods of Christmas. And also, it's a Christmas show. You know, we have producer Gracie with us. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have the Mic Drop 5 involved, all that stuff. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. So what's your pick?
Well, before we get started on motivation, I want to drop the keyword for everybody because this is the final chance to get submitted. So today, the keyword is white. W-H-I-T-E, yes. Because the final gift being unwrapped and put under the tree is a white elephant present from both Party and I. We each have done our own white elephant for the listener. So I don't know what he's done. Ooh. He doesn't know what I've done. Nobody knows what anybody's doing. And so you'll be able to unwrap whatever special white elephant gift.
Yes. And thanks to everybody that played. You know, when we put this together, we didn't know how it was going to turn out or, you know, anything like that, you know, and we just know we want to do something for you guys for supporting the podcast and everything like that. And this is one of the best ways we thought we could do right now. I mean, there'll be more coming at us, but you guys have really come to the table and have played. You guys have put in the keywords. You've done everything. I really appreciate it. All right. So what are you going to pick?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Good morning, you juicy little raspberry. Be hopeful today. Here's why. You might have forgot, but you've conquered every single worst day of your life so far. Every single one. That's not luck. That's called strength. So when you feel yourself sagging, just remember that you've slain dragons. Keep fighting, champ.
There you go.
I love it. All right.
So last question, Molly, and we'll wrap it. I'm going to let you decide. Do you want the Mic Drop 5, the house band, to take us out with that song, Rock Hunting, one last time?
I don't. No.
You don't? Really? You don't?
Yes, Come on.
Okay.
I know you do. Here
yes, I do, actually.
Party crashes.
Grocery store back again.
Was here this morning, see you at 10.
Came for milk, left with a cart full of plans and a mystery noise echoing down aisle 7.
Produce section, letting one slide, blames the cartwheel, keeps us dry. Someone coughs, someone sighs, Molly's already in the frozen fries. Oh.
Molly's rock hunting, farting, shop on repeat. Every single day, same receipt. From the beach to aisle 3.
You don't know.
Yeah, man. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Do yourself good.